The plan is due to be sent to the Legislative Council for review on Wednesday. A vote will then follow, possibly on Thursday at the earliest. Chief Secretary for Administration Carrie Lam says a no vote will surely disappoint millions of Hong Kong citizens.
If they reject this package, we will lose not only the chance to elect our chief executive through universal suffrage, but also the target of exploring how to elect all legislators through universal suffrage. I want to ask the opposition lawmakers, you have long been striving for universal suffrage for both the chief executive and legislators. Now, there's only one step away. Will you give up it easily? We will prefer to disappoint our millions of voters.
Hong Kong Chief Executive CY Leung says more Hong Kong people are supporting the government's reform package, citing a poll by the University of Hong Kong.
People who support or believe they should support the constitutional reform package take up 50%, and those who are against it take up one-third. This means supporters are far more than the opponents.
The plan submitted by the government of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region in April requires two-thirds support or 47 out of 70 votes to pass. Pro-government parties hold 43 seats to the opposition's 27. Many Hong Kong citizens are hoping their voices can be heard.
I believe the legislators have their own considerations based on their political attitudes. But they should also take a listen to our citizens and voters.
If they do not pass this package, it looks like our Hong Kong citizens have only rice for each meal, without vegetables. But we want vegetables and we want soup.
Many civil societies in Hong Kong, including the Federation of Industry and Commerce, have sent petitions to the SAR government supporting the reform plan. Opposition lawmakers had earlier tried to present their own reform plan, seeking to nominate the candidate for the chief executive by individuals or political parties. But under Hong Kong's basic law, a candidate must be picked by a broadly representative nominating committee. Hong Kong's executive council member Chong Chi Kong believes opposition lawmakers are aware their plan is against the basic law and they're just venting their frustration through a veto.
As a politician, one important thing is that you should have the right political judgment. The message here is very clear at this point. What you can do and can't do is right in front of your face. This is what you have to do. If you can't take that and make a decision that costs Hong Kong a great opportunity, the consequences are already clear for most people.
Hong Kong has been dogged by protests and demonstrations over the electoral reform plan over the past year, undermining its rule of law and social harmony. The government has been appealing for calm ahead of this week's vote on a plan. A series of precautionary measures have also been put in place amid reports of possible massive protests during the legislative session. For CRI, I'm Qi Zhiru.